read about this recently, but only about 10 years ago, scientists discovered something remarkable that happens when a human being is conceived. It seems at the moment of human conception, when a human sperm make contact with a human egg, a flash of light occurs. It seems that the egg cell contains many thousands of zinc components, each containing about a million zinc atoms. And when the egg is fertilized, billions of zinc atoms are released in a visible firework that lasts for about 2 hours. Scientists have even been able to film this phenomenon. So each of us begins as a flash of light. It's hard not to connect this to the very first words spoken by God in the Bible, "Let there be light." And of course, Jesus calls himself the light of the world and calls us to become children of the light. Light and darkness are central themes in sacred scripture, and no more so than in the readings of the season of Advent. From now until Christmas, the days will get shorter and colder as less light falls on us in the Northern Hemisphere. And then on Christmas Eve, the light begins to return. Well, while we usually think of Advent as a preparation for the celebration of Christmas, the Nativity of our Lord, and of course it is, it has a bigger purpose. You can tell from the reading today. It's more importantly a preparation for the second coming of Christ in the light of his glory. Let's reflect on the themes of light and darkness in the three comings of Christ, in past history, in future glory, and here in liturgy. All of the prophecies of the Old Testament point to the first coming of Christ in history. We'll hear about them throughout Advent. Today, the prophet Isaiah tells us of the mountain of the Lord's house. Now, this refers to Mount Zion, the highest place in Jerusalem and the place where the temple was located. The temple was the Lord's house. But that's not the limit of his prophecy, because the temple was only for Jews. Yet Isaiah speaks about all nations streaming toward the mountain of the Lord's house. Not just Jews. The God who revealed himself first to the Jews would reveal himself in the future to all nations. And that is first fulfilled by the Magi, who followed the light of a star, but not to the Lord's house in Jerusalem, but to the Lord's house not made by human hands, the body of a baby Jesus in Bethlehem. The star shone on him, but more importantly, the glory of the Lord shone on him through the multitude of the heavenly hosts. And of this house, Isaiah tells us, let us walk in the light of the Lord. And since his first coming, many millions of people have chosen to become children of the light. But many others continue to walk in darkness. And to them, St. Paul speaks today, let us throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. In fact, put on the Lord Jesus, the light of the world. But as assuredly as Jesus came the first time, so shall he come in the future. And Isaiah's prophecy points to that too. And at that second coming, Isaiah tells us, he shall judge between the nations and impose terms on many people. This is the coming that Jesus is speaking about in the gospel. It will come like the waters at the time of Noah. The people had been warned at the time of Noah about their sins and had refused to repent. But Noah himself had been obedient to God, so only he and his family were saved. The rains came for 40 days of darkness, after which the light of the rainbow became the sign of the covenant between God and Noah. Jesus also says the day of his coming will be like a thief in the night. Now, just like St. Paul, we are living, just like St. Paul, in the period of time between the first and second coming of Christ. And just like St. Paul, we have the most perfect way to prepare for the second coming. And that way is why we're here today. It's liturgically. In the holy sacrifice of the Mass, Jesus comes to us today. We begin Mass by acknowledging our sins and asking for mercy. We are exhorted to live in the light of Christ through the readings. We recall the great love Jesus showed us in giving his life for us, as he told his disciples, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." He told us this, and then he did it. We share in his death through the sacrament of his body and blood, which were given up for us. But we also share in his life because of his resurrection. And in sharing in his death and in his life, we have the hope to share in his future coming in glory and light. Coming to Mass is the most perfect way to prepare for the second coming of Christ. In just a few moments, we'll light the Advent wreath to begin counting the weeks to the celebration of the Nativity of our Lord. The evergreen of the wreath and the violet and rose candles all have significance, but the most important symbol is the flame of light. It reminds us of the light at the beginning of creation. It reminds us of the light of our own conception in our mother's womb. And it reminds us of Christ, the light of the world, and our call to always live as children of the light, anxiously awaiting when in his light we will see light itself.